What kind of food do you eat in Norway?
We eat a lot of the same food that we have in Wales, but we have lots of fresh fish. And Norway has made its own little products, like we have brown goat cheese. Like you have Welsh cakes here, we have special cakes there too.
Do they have names, these cakes, can you remember?
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce them.
Are they?
Yeah, it's called lafsa.
Lafsa, is that right? Yeah. Lafsa, okay, good.
I was wondering, how do you say hello and goodbye in Norwegian?
Hello is hei, goodbye is harder.
Interesting.
Did you have a question?
What is the holidays like over in Norway?
Holidays are like, what do you mean, like the traditional dates?
Yeah.
We have the 17th of May, it's the birthday of Norway, because a long, long time ago, lots of years ago, when Norway was created as its own country, every year we celebrate the 17th of May by wearing lots of really nice clothes that all children, all adults, teenagers get to wear.
So you have a national dress?
Yeah.
What's the weather like in Norway?
It's mostly like in the summer, we'll have either rain or really nice sunshine. In the winter, it's either rain or lots of nice snow. In autumn, it's usually either rain or a little bit of sunshine with some dry leaves. While in spring, we have loads of flowers and loads of nice sunshine.
How old were you when you moved from Norway?
I was 7 years old, because where my mother lived, she had a job, and so when she had me, she could live there for 3 years. But then my brother came along, and we got to live there for extra years. So when I was 7 then, we had to move away to Wales, where my dad could find a job, and a house, and a school.
Do you like it here?
Yeah, it's nice. The weather is quite strange, actually. I think it's nice.
I was wondering, do you ever go and visit your family often, or like how long?
Yeah, in the Christmas holidays I went for 2 weeks, because every holiday we most likely go to my family in Norway. If not that family, we go to my family in England.
What's the schools like in Norway?
They're actually quite different, because the schools are a lot bigger and there's a lot of different types of environment around there. The school that I went to, it was just right next to the local Bergen Pond. And in the summer, we would go canoeing. We would roll down the hill while we were waiting for our turn. In the winter, if the ice was thick enough, we would go ice skating. And on the hill, some of us could go skiing.
Oh.
It was really nice.
But you like ice skating, don't you?
Yeah. I had my own ice skating school in Norway. At the, well, there's a main ice skating place. In the summer, it's actually a swimming pool. In the winter, so winter and autumn, it's an ice skating rink. And then in the summer and spring, it's a swimming pool.
Oh. And you were involved in a performance as well, weren't you?
Yeah, it's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
There are lots of different... Every year is a different movie.
Mm.
I heard last year was Snow White.
Mm.
And so we would put on special costumes, perform, and we would dance and twirl on the ice.
That's lovely.
I was wondering, how long would it take to get from here to Norway?
Well, first, I always take 2 trains, then we go to a hotel and sleep, because it'd be very late by then. Then in the morning we take an early plane, which will get us to the airport. Then my step-grandfather will drive my family all the way back to where they live in Norway.
Do you are you able to buy any Norwegian foods in Wales?
Yeah, they've started getting Norwegian smoked salmon in the shops now. It's gotten so popular in Norway, they shipped it to Wales.
Oh, that's good.
So now we have it quite often for dinner, that's because nice. We really do miss it.
Yeah, I bet.
What's the people like in Norway?
Much less litter and much less dog poo. People pick up after themselves. And at the docks, there's loads and loads of boats. In the summer, you can see how many boats there actually are. And it's really nice to go fishing and sleep over in the boat.
Have you met any other Norwegian people living in Wales?
Yeah. Miss McKinney, the dinner lady, she is Norwegian, and her three children are Welsh, but with Norwegian and English parents.
Are there any clubs or at times that you can meet? You know, say for instance, your National Day, is there a community in Wales that you can meet?
No.
No? Oh, that's a shame. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it, if you could
We do celebrate. Like on the 17th of May, we make our own waffles and have ice cream and
Oh, that's lovely. Fun. Do you speak Norwegian when you're at home?
Yeah, I speak Norwegian and English because my dad's English.
Yes.
My mum's Norwegian, so it's my brother and me.
Yeah.
But I also speak Norwegian to Miss McKinney, the dinner lady, at lunchtime.
Oh, fantastic, that's great. Any other questions? Or?
Can you say some Norwegian now? I speak Norwegian.
Or maybe say, hello, my name is Matilda. That would be quite good, wouldn't it?
There's actually two ways of saying
it. Oh, is there?
Ooh. Should I say both?
Yes, please.
Hallo, jeg heter Matilda. And hei, navnet mitt Matilda.
Oh, thank you.
Very different.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Thanks.